see anything?
You are watching Scramble Vision, a free service of Charger Card. Is this the time to punch up the channel of your choice?
Get the Charger Card. Oh, okay. Where is it? It's another room.
Your time is now. Four before.
I got it!
Your time is your time.
Is that your daddy's charger card?
Yeah, I found it in his dresser next to his gun and balloon.
Personal weather. Inside, 98. Outside, normal. To light eye, irritation.
Okay, punch it out. Which one?
85.
Okay, here we go.
Guys,
85, got it.
U.S. Gov, okay. Cable one day. Nets two.
Charge.
Insert here.
Here goes.
Card charge.
Anyone scrambled?
Good afternoon, morning, or good evening, and welcome to Channel 85. Nice to have you in our little net. I'm Fred Flam, director of Washed and Unwatched Programming, and co-owner and co-partner with my co-operator, Clark Cable.
You look great in here, Fred. Crisp, green, blue.
Why don't you switch the board to self-control, Clark, and come on camera?
Sure.
He's coming in right now.
Here. Hello, subscribers. I'm the reproducer here at 85. It's my job to keep things looking real. Even if we are on tape.
Are we?
Well, I don't know. If I was at home watching, I could tell you, Fred.
Well, you can bet your card you won't regret the charge you're getting for 85. The best in our style of local programming.
Yeah, sure. Look, I gotta get back to the board, Fred. I don't trust the self-control. Good reception, everybody.
Thanks, Clark.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And now, subscriber, we've got to punch you up. So, please stand by. By the way, Channel 85 has been proudly picked as a member of SCAB, Self-Controlled Automated Broadcaster.
I'll be your mistress, Clitera.
In the vomitorium, recycling her breakfast.
Fetch her, me.
Fletcher who?
Get her now.
Huh?
Amscray.
Eat ray, Senator. I'll de-eat ray at thee. Keep it limp, Ray.
What a crude and unpleasant slave is he, Ray. Perhaps the Greeks were right to kill their servants and wait upon themselves. Of course, we know their heads were in their stomachs and they had no need to eat. Eat, Nox Vomica. I'm hungry. Dare I eat this scroll? It's sheepskin after all. Ah, but does contain a plot most distasteful to the Emperor.
Oh, God. No, let us no longer. Pox Domine.
Yes, and a pox upon your house, too, virtuous vagina clitora, famous wife of Mucus Bruto. Can we talk?
Barely, with all these slaves underfoot.
Were we deep in Greece, we'd eat them.
Prolongus. You're up with the cock.
Yes, I rose early.
Have you come to tryst again like we did last summer?
Gods, no. My head is in another place. And where's this household's head?
As always, down the hall, to the right. Still in bed.
Still in bed? When all of Roaming's in the streets to celebrate the Emperor's pre-victory parade and Bruto's yet a bed?
Yet a bed?
Yucca puck.
But not yet asleep.
Ah.
Oh, Prolongus, he had a frightful night. He babbled like an open book would tell a vision, then fall into his dreams again, back and forth, sweating like a Trojan. He slept the night away.
I'll be a horse's ass. What did he say?
I don't know if I should tell you.
Oh, come, vagina, be open with me.
Take it from the horse's mouth, dear partner.
Oh, Bruto.
For here I stand, stuffed. Like an anchovy with last night's capers.
Pimentos of the future.
I can't believe I dreamt the whole thing.
Your images make my mouth action for water. Let's eat.
Plethora, urethra, diarrhea, run to the kitchen. Let the food flow.
Are we alone?
No, I'm here.
Quick then, for time may spoil the meat of our plot. Tell me the omen in your entrails.
I cannot, though it sits on my stomach like a vulture.
Then pluck it. And with the feather, I'll tickle your throat, and you can throw it up to me.
I shall.
Oh, you shall? Well, I'll just stand over here and proceed.
I dreamt of Caliuga.
You dreamt of the Emperor? It must have been a nightmare.
Nay, more a night game.
What?
Torches illuminating a field of play. It was L.A.
La Colosseum.
Who was fighting?
The senators and the angels.
Ah, just like now. And were there lions and Christians, too?
No, but a spectator said that the tigers had slaughtered the pirates there a week ago.
Ah, but Mucus, what of the emperor?
He stood in the center of the field and supervised the raising of their standards while a female Nubian slave sang some foreign song of conquest, and everyone stood and held his hand over his purse. Then they all sat down. Save the emperor.
Save the emperor? Hardly a good omen.
And then amidst the very furor of the action, he stopped the games.
What?
Picked out a senator, raised his thumb high, and ejected him.
That's monstrous. And the people, of course, revolted.
No. No, they roared and showered him with the glittering tin bodies of their household gods. Some of them I recognized. Olympia. Old Bohemia. But Burgermeister? Der Pepper?
That a jerk with a thumb should have such power.
Yet there was a hopeful sign.
And that?
The crowd did not cry as here in roaming, "Long live the Emperor!" But rather, "Kill him."
Kill him?
Master Bruno! Master Bruno! The Emperor's parade is passing!
We can but hope.
Come see! He's but a little lead away!
That little man is breathing down our backs.
Because we're on our knees.
And knees must rise.
Like kneaded bread.
Suddenly.
And dump the ump.
We are agreed. Come, let us watch this Kali Yuga pass.
I'm coming.
You've been watching and hopefully listening to Chapter 13, Series 4, Part 2, Program 6 of Escaping from the Declining Fall of the Roaming Empire. This classical fiasco was made possible by a begrudged grant from USAC, US, UK, Litmus Industries, a short division of Burns Psychotic Plastic. This is Freddie Burns.
Police, line up! Training the searchlight is success on a talented peace officer, Rolf Estres. In the spot today, a street veteran since 57, People's Captain El Totino Ferrucci, and his rookies.
I get a bang out of life. I like to go home and the little wife. Violent lyrics hurt. How many times in the past, in the line of duty, have I burst into a room to find a man standing over a hole in his gaping wife, his smoking gun in his hand? But times have changed, and we peacemen have learned that guns and smoking may be dangerous to your health. We quit. Can you?
Your local awareness council, Plevence, salute my boots, witty quips and authority by former member of the former House of Representatives, the once honorable Bosco Hearn.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. This is Bosco Hearn with a few pointers on money. Are you being charged $18,000 a day for a house without a toilet? Does it cost you $1.5 million a year for pencils? Well, you're not alone. I'm with you. Too loose change is the problem. No change in your pocket because values have changed. You shouldn't be surprised. The ancient geeks ate their servants. We throw away light bulbs. In fact, practically speaking, you're not paying any more. You're getting less. Don't you remember? What was 5 is 2. What was 2 is 1. What was 1 is nothing. Now I'm going to repeat that again for those of you on drugs. What was 5?
We can see
Snot!
No!
There's some snot on my fork!
Pirate picture intercepted. Screen cleared.
You have just been participating in a sample test of your area alert system. It works. this is not a real test. Your concern at this point is enough.
And one is nothing. Okay. This is Bosco Hearn. Happy to be working again for you.
Now, that's an example of a really creative assortment of under 1 minute mixed mandatory announcements. I have my favorites. I know you probably have yours.
Yes, subscribers, and they're all here, too, in our yearbook, the Channel 85 story.
Yes, you can get behind the set with Clark and me and us, and it's free, just $1. Use your charger card, insert here, punch 85-B-O-O-K.
I just want to remind the punching people out there that O's aren't zeros and 1's aren't I's.
Right, please remember that, or you might end up like the Hinton family.
Poor devils.
They lost all their furniture and were delivered 100,000 lids of tins of lizard meat when all Ms. Hinton wanted was an all-purpose scraper.
Nuts to you.
It's great to be alive, pal, on Channel 85, nearly unified television zone 2, area U.
Nuts to you.
It looks alive on, ow, 85.
CERT International, Amol Nitro's Soviet Surplus Floating Fortress of Fun. The famous five-ring sensual circus of the sea aboard the once dangerous, now fabulous aircraft carrier, Stalyagi. CERT International. And here's your host, your first to mate and chief petting officer, Randy Rothnoodle.
Thank you. Dunk-a-dinky-dinky-dinky-donk-a-tong-ka-ting-dang-stongs. And welcome here we're again beyond the three-mile limit of your wildest explanations. This is the world where beautiful people, tender animals, and high-voltage robots get it together. And here it is, Dirty Shoe, with me in the center ring, our Rink Master, Automatic Captain Kurt Slowman.
Welcome aboard, CERT International. Greetings to all of you who are here and to all of you who are not here.
Yes, folks. We're being watched tonight by satellite.
But the TV tourists are not going to see but half the fun.
The top half.
Yes, the dumb forces of international law and fundamental human decency prevent us from focusing our cameras on
the dizzying display of instinctive primitive appetites
as the cannibals and the animals eat each other in ring number 4. CERT International!
Nor can we let the cameras reveal
the shameless shenanigans of Duar and McDonald, the Irish Explorer!
No, McDonald!
Former mailmen, now all mailmen. You can't see them as they meet in ring number 2.
The black holes. Sinless sisters from inner space.
Men disappear into them.
They disappear into themselves.
It's magic.
CERT International.
And in ring number 5. Forget it. Only the living will be able to see.
The daring Hintons, a liberated middle-class family performing dangerous acts of love with unpredictable stimuloids and stimulants.
Reunited at last with Bruto and Thrasher. East German police dogs trained to sniff marijuana, now with their warm noses in another bush.
You have just been participating in a sample test of your area alert system. It works. This is not a real test.
Oh, yes, it is!
This point is enough.
King number 1, because he is number 1 from Russia.
Russia with love songs in full view. The first exiled ambassador of entertainment, Spud Palder.
Danke, tak, merci, gracias, sheshe, arigato, mambo, spasiba, thank you, etc., 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 and hello, big eye in the sky. Please don't blink while I'm on. I guess most of you remember me as the little guy, the four-year-old whiz kid who defected to the USSR and started the Moscow Tears. You remember? M-A-R-X. I S. That's right, sing along. TV Family. Thanks, Frigaroos. Well, this is a real song. This really happened to me in Russia after I'd grown up a little bit. And all you really need to know is that you're in Lvov, in a pocket park with your Lvover, and the old Chelovek comes by with his bell, Kalikala, and you're closing in on her, and it's closing time.
The bell was ringing, it was dark, the park was closing, still she held onto my arm. She was a peasant girl, a pleasant girl, and yes, she drove a tractor on a farm. And as the summer night began, and as the trolley sparked that ran on silver tracks in circles round and round the park, she held my hand, Manhattan hand, and whispered low her five-year plan. Then we depart. Oh, Moscow memories, you haunt me still. Communist memories erode my will. The park was closed, the gate locked shut. We walked the streets, the massive empty streets, alone. And after walking all the night, I took her home, I kissed her once. We said goodbye. She had no phone. And now so many years have passed, and here I sit on Wall Street and recall that in my younger days I kissed a communist, a red-haired Russian lass. Oh, Moscow melodies, you haunt me still. Marxist memories destroy my will. Now the government has asked me please to sign my name to papers just to siphon off a little of my cash. To fight a war, support a horror, close a park, or build an ark in space, or buy the president some hash. And I can't do it. I just can't do it. For I remember still those Moscow memories, sweet Soviet melodies. Those commie kisses destroyed my will, sweet whispered wishes. Those Russian witches, those red hot kisses destroyed my.
Not only did I broaden my cultural horizons, I also learned a lot about espionage. We exhausted a series of intourist chaperones who were transparently Soviet agents keeping an eye on us, making sure we didn't help anyone defect to the West or pass secret messages or encourage revolution. One lovely spy, a comely redhead, danced for us at an outdoor performance and then breathlessly asked, "Where are you going next? Let me come with you." And she hopped on the train and apparently had sex with everyone but me. But I'm not complaining, because in Leningrad, I fell for a cute little blonde named Alla. And boy, there were times when I thanked God for meeting her. Alla introduced me to a culture very different from ours. For instance, when we went to a movie in the Soviet Union, you went to a kiosk to buy a ticket. But the movie was not necessarily in a theater. It might be a ballroom in an old hotel with wooden chairs, like where we saw a rather violent Polish film with Russian subtitles about diamond mining. So there I was, in the darkened ballroom theater, and when I sheepishly put my arm around her shoulder, she immediately removed my hand and placed it on one of her breasts.
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a Belkin you could do Shakespeare from!
Well, we're trying to give the guy some milk, but he doesn't seem to know what it is.
But they sure know where it comes from.
It was much more fun than watching movies at the Film Society at Yale, though I scored there, too. We were all over each other, and no one around us objected, mainly because they had their hands all over each other, too. There was no privacy anywhere else in their city, so these makeshift theaters became make-out rooms.
A friendly reminder, you have reached the midpoint of your charged viewing cycle. Is it time to charge ahead?
Insert here.
Thanks anyway. Now here's your picture back.
Now, a reply from the other side. Channel 85's opinion to the contrary. Speaking for himself, citizen Milton Spurt, president of Spurt Furniture, Milton.
If I'm going to be charged in a free society, then it is my view that opinions expressed, editorial or otherwise, should be carefully eliminated. And so, I wish to suggest that opinions expressed on your television should in no way represent the opinions of the management or various members of the staff or their families and few friends. Nor should these views express the opinions of the subscribers and their staff, unless, of course, we are willing to assume the responsibility for their opinions, not to influence anyone else or their family or friends or staff. Anyway, that's what it says here. And I'm only reading it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Robots, rules of order. Learning to live with cyborgs, surrogates, and drones in your personal neighborhood.
Part 4. Tobar visits his old neighborhood.
Baby sister's in a tube and mother's at the market. Poke it out, you know, fall down.
Oh,
no,
little area resident.
Dig the
servo
with the
beastie soon. Oh, no, I'm Tobar Radar Robot Meat.
Oh, hello, man, I'm Fish Gordon Shay.
Oh, no danger. I can see a magnet in your hand.
Wait, turn
it towards the sun. Oh, no, my eyes, I'm... Rule one, never point a robot towards the sun. Don't put magnets on their nuts or joints or
balls.
Don't give a robot some. Get down, Levon. Never club, swindle, or perforate your robot or put it in an old car and roll it off a clip. Remember, be fair. We are not programmed for defense.
Hi, mothers.
Hi, others.
We's the Pills Brothers. I'm Red.
And I's Poible.
You know, there's good drugs.
And there's bad drugs.
And there's times for using them.
And there's times for not using them.
And hey, brother, we're gonna use some right now.
If you swallow the preceding message, you can apply for further information and free samples from the President's All-Night Drug Abuse Council.
Well, we here at Channel 85, we couldn't agree more with what he was trying to say.
That's right, Fred. We take drugs pretty seriously at our house, too.
Oh, golly, I think today everybody's just taking it any way they can get it.
You know, that's true, but I still wonder sometimes if with all the drug culture information on TV and everything, if the older generation isn't harboring a fear that they're going to have to go out on their front porch someday and pick up their favorite newspaper, the Herald Exaggerator, and be faced with a hideous headline like this.
Anangabang rattle friend of Park 69.
Oh,
like
look at that. I mean, what a strange way to try and spell pot legalized.
Well, I just think this goes to show you to what length some people will go to abuse themselves, amuse themselves with drugs.
You know, we're not blind to that issue at our house either, Fred. Recently, my friend Emil and his family were staying with us over a Mortification Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And that son of his, Zoltan, well, he's got some real youthful views on drugs.
Well, he should. He's just a kid.
That's right. we just finished popping breakfast, and he reached into that blue vinyl space suit that he wears a lot now
and
pulled out one of those long green packs of government regulation Acapulco old gold reefers. Well, he reached in, pulled out one of those long J's, and lit it up, said to me,
"Gee, Clark, if you were to toke a number one Bonnaroo Jackson Muggle rag gauge of this dynamo boo every day for 100 years, you'd live to be an old, old man."
Gee, I didn't know you smoked, Fred.
Oh, sure, I like to take a troke every now and again, especially now the government said it's no longer dangerous to my legal health.
I like to smoke these little muckers right down the old tax stamp on the filter. This is an unusual one, though. This doesn't have a tax stamp, but look at this filter, will you? It's just a rolled-up matchbook cover. It says, finish high school in outer space. What do you think of that, Fred? Fred?
I mean, Clark!
Reminding you that if you're gonna smoke in the home or the farm or in bed, remember.
I can't remember. Let me do this. Okay. If you're gonna smoke.
I remember. Smoking the bear.
Oh, yeah.
Remember what our mascot, Smoking the Bear, says. Help prevent forest fires. Swallow your roaches.
Yeah, California, but not. I don't think any.
Paraquat.
Yeah, that's my little bird, paraquat. Yeah. Paraquat. How's your lungs?
I don't know. What do we used to say?
What do we say? If you're Polly
wants a reefer.
Polly wants a reefer.
Yeah, but the flap, 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 flap.
I don't think that Los Angeles is any more druggy than any other part of the country. It's everywhere. L.A. was first on in one level, and that white men got drugs out there first. Mm. Whereas
not a whole lot of blacks. Because they were all tan. You couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, it was easy to pass it along. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the whole country, in fact, now they find out that they're smoking marijuana on the floor of the Commodity Exchange in Chicago, and because of that, they banned all smoking on the Commodity Exchange floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
sense of humor, those people.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, Long Island matrons playing bridge and smoking pot. That's what's happening. We're talking about soft drugs here. In terms of hard drugs, I don't know. I've never gotten involved in the stuff, so I really don't have any real knowledge of it. You'll have to talk to some other rock and roll group about that.
Yeah, we don't believe in putting needles in your arm. We like to put them on phonograph records.
Yeah, right. We think it's a better high.
At least the first time through.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If you're still concerned, there's photos of that and lots more in our souvenir program, the Channel 85 Story. It's free, $1. Punch 80.
Go to Andy's Beer and Pool Hall.
Drink a little beer. Leave a little pool.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, guys, and otherwise, I'm Sima Sims, the sim you let you can't forget. Like my style and my smile? No? You want another face? Don't punch that dial. I'll just push erase. Misinformation. I'm the miss who's in the no misinformation. I'm everywhere you want to go while you're sitting in your chair with a glass eye full of beer. Misinformation. I chat with people in the news. Misinformation. I wear clean clothes and sing the blues. Misinformation. I'm all the things you never do. Now I'll change this fake Jamaican, make a total transformation. Starting this information show.
Stay with me now as we meet our first guest, Kenneth Hinton, the daring Hinton family, and the all-pro Super Bowler himself, Bobby Robbins. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Sam.
Now, what's this I hear about you writing a book?
Yeah, here it is. It's about ecology.
And it's called the dirt.
Ecology. I'm so interested in that. Well, what is it?
It's in the book here, what you're asking, which I wrote with this guy who had wrote it. Here, ecology means echo.
Means echo.
Yeah, everything bounces off from everything else, like in a game.
Hmm. And how can a book like this affect future generations?
Well, there's nice picture of little bears in here, and a little dead raccoon, and it'll affect the future generations of my house, my kids, directly, if you buy the book.
That sounds fascinating.
Huh? And there's a pack
of
razor
blades. Well, that's it, Bobby. It's time for a change of pace. So, ready or not, here comes a change of phase.
I'm back and talking to Ken Hinton. Didn't I read somewhere about you something in the paper, Ken?
Yeah, you probably did some. I went down to the welfare burger, pick up some of them gourmet fish heads, and I forgot my charger card.
Oh, that's a bad mistake.
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't carry cash anymore because it's too complicated, and I don't have any. And $12,000, so that's a lot of bread for a coat.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One is nothing, and two
is one. Well, that's it. That's still $1,000, and that's still a lot of money.
It's a lot of dead presidents.
Yeah, that's what I told them, but no sense of humor. They made me put my thumb in a box to verify my print, and it malfunctioned and pumped 50,000 volts through me.
Sacre merde. It was lucky for you since the currency changed.
Yeah, sure. That's only 20,000. 50 would have fried me like an egg, but as it was, my suit just disintegrated, and my hair afro, and my eyes went day glow red, and they threw me right out.
Well, it's a very colorful story, but you must have looked very strange.
Well, I do anyway, Sim. I haven't worked no more.
Ken, I'm certainly glad that a personal tragedy like yours can still make news.
I guess so.
And you know, Kenny, as always, we can all learn something from you.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, first of all, not to fool around with electricity.
Like this,
and then never go out without your charger card. All right, we'll be back in just a moment with our next guest.
This is Tommy Payne, the JD turned DJ. Hey, oldsters, me speak for a living. Don't blow it. Stick around for another year and see if it don't get better.
This thought brought to you by the Bring Us Together Council of Former Youths in Asia and Veterans of the Inner War.
No jive. Stay alive in 85.
Voila! We are back again on the Misinformation Show, y'all. Recognize me? I hope not. Anyway, I never know who I am after I watch this next act. He really brings out the animal in me. Maybe that's because he's a gorilla, a veteran of Cirque International, now a singer and a swinger. Here he is, Nazi Gori.
Thank you, Selma. I just want to say that I've been really good to myself, and I'm really getting high on myself, and I really like what I'm doing. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm Nazi Gorin, I'm never boring. I flip on my zoot toots and a whoops, I go exploring. I walk the train yards, stalk the highways, late night statements, down in a basement, you're gonna say that's on my way. I'm Nazi Gorin, nobody's a woman up to me. I'm continental, I'm never mental. I can't just whip, it's a tip, I'm a can't be gentle. You let the rain pour, what does it matter? Bold and Charlie, I'm black, oh yeah, and I'm a whole lot fatter. I'm Nazi Gorin, how come I, nobody's a ballin' for me? Yeah.
Yes, folks, it's very hard to be a gorilla, but I gotta tell you.
tell you something. Everybody's got a gorilla inside him. And sooner or later, Charlie, you're gonna have to let him go. And when you do, he's gonna walk. And when that gorilla walks, he's gonna walk a little something like this. In Indonesia, fried noodles are prison. But I'm a gorilla, I can't listen to reason. Like all God's creatures, I had my features. Road stops, side lots, I got lots and lots and lots of teachers. Oh, poor Nazi gorilla, I come and nobody's a warning, oh, poor me. That's all.
Send me your tires, your power, your metal chassis turning to debris, and I'll bill you later. These words, sprayed on the base of our beloved lady with a torch, remain eternal, because no individual, all alone in a democracy, has the right to remove them.
Watching on AC?
Or Washington, D.C.
You're easy watching on 85. Good afternoon. This is Fred Flam.
And Clark Cable with Emergency Alert.
And we're here, alive, alert, on the line, and ready to serve you with life-saving information on your local emergency.
If at this time there is no emergency, we are proud to present...
Youth wants it now. And here they are in masks to speak for us kids, Kid X and the U.S. Kids.
Hello, everybody. Hey, here's our demand. One, no more school. Two, give us our vote. Three,
dump children commissioner votes.
Four,
abolish
statutory rape for consent.
Intercepted. Screen cleared.
Oh, I've just been participating in a sample test of your area alerts.
What happened in there, Clark? Are we on off the air?
Weird, Fred. Something just locked the board into ESC.
Emergency self-control?
Right on.
But that was just those kids, and that's no emergency.
In Fall of the Roaming Umpire, Program 7, Chapter 15. Flatus and Bruto, determined to bring about the Emperor Caliuga's downfall, have just joined the mandatory pre-victory festivities at the Emperor's table in the hall of the Great Cafeterium, as they anxiously await the fateful moment when they can fulfill their...
Another blowfish, Bruto?
No, Fluto. By the great god Mercury, I'll pass.
Yes, I've been passing a lot myself. By Pluto, dog of the underguard, he's going to make us sing a barbarian tune again.
He leads us like a fool, and yet we must sing along.
He's lost his self-control.
Can't get us back alive. I just have to sit here and watch this Roman pot boner.
We're on. I just saw myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Hey, well, listen, good, then I can...
Attila was sitting on his hairy throne. I'm the Hun. I'm number one. I said, come on, boys, let's hit the road to Rome. I'm the Hun. I'm number one. I say we'll rip us off some booty, then we'll come right back.
Son of a Hun. What have I done?
Oh, come on, let's back.
To the Hun. It's what the latest rages. To the Hun.
Come on, Hun.
It's from the Middle Ages. No other guest can touch it. No other holds a candle.
I learned it from a visitor who learned it from a vandal. To the Hun.
It's what the latest rages, screw the Hun. He's in his Middle Ages. No other girl will touch him. They'd rather use a candle.
Wait a minute. Stop it now. Who wrote these additional lyrics? All right.
He's getting on the table. This is our chance. Hand me the ketchup bottle.
Not now. Use your self-control.
I control the vertical.
Well, then tell us your vision. Come, Kali Yuga. Television. 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 Television.
I see a tower. What an eyeful. I'm going to build a tower of power. And I shall rise to the top and direct the building of great networks and broadcast them upon the waves. One voice, one image, one emperor, one me.
And one is nothing.
What? Who gives me such poor reception?
I, Flautus Prolongus.
And I, Macho Bruto.
A congress of senators.
A couple of eggheads come to scramble my vision.
Exactly. You poach the people's power.
And there's no gold left to lay another egg. I'll lay anything I want. All hail, Kaliuga! I shall reign forever!
Hail and rain, the sky is falling, little chicken!
Bark, bark! Come on, team, play ball with me!
We're calling your reign on account of your game. Take this!
You throw a salad on Caesar?
Dinner's on the Emperor! Pass the ketchup pint!
I bleed from 57 wounds! Et tu, Pluto, you lift your leg against me! I might as well be dead.
He's dead. The show's over. Long live the people. And now, at last, the wealthy and the powerful can speak for all.
Okay, friend. You're on. I got the pliers jammed into the board.
All right, now look here. I don't know what's going on out there, but if someone has something to say, this is your local station. So just come down here and show everybody what you want.
That chance, Uncle Fred.
Did you see that, Clark? That's your kid.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him without his mask. Hey, that's a swell signal.
Well, if that's your boy, he's only next door.
Hey, listen, Danny, what you're doing is causing a lot of static. Why don't you listen to your Uncle Fred?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, that's right, Danny. Man, I'm sure that if you go through the proper channels, no one is going to stop you from saying anything.
What the hell? What's going on?
You are nearing the end of our Channel 85 broadcast cycle. At this time, we are proudly required to present our community spokesman for the religion of your choice. And now, Rear Reverend Sport Trendelberg will give up this day.
Good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon. How difficult to know what time it is when you're locked in a tiny room with artificial lights. Let me scare you with a little story. A fruit underwent a Danish operation and became a nun. Well, every day she went for a quick dip in the same canal outside of the monastery. One day, unable to kick her habit, he dove in and, dragged down by the heavy black garments, drowned and was found by a fisherman of a different faith. Who happened by. He was a common man, and when he asked his God, or devil, why this had not happened to him, he got no reply. And so he took her shoes and walked away, preferring not to get involved. So then, what are we afraid of? Fear, like pain, may just be God's way of hurting us. God bless you. And good night. And please don't touch that dial.
All of us here at 85,
Clark and I,
hope you've been charged by our viewing cycle.
And that you'll let us charge you again.
So until then, this is Clark Cable.
And this is Fred Flam.
No, this is Clark Cable.
And this is Fred Flam.
And look at us. We're broadcasting from our own home.
Yeah, I can see myself.
Save your vaults, Dolts. You'll never wipe us clean.
Right in, Clark. These whiz kids have really put it together, and the whole station is about as big as a bread box.
it's a force field, Uncle Fred.
Yeah, 2πr squared.
Hey, Dad. Hey, kids. Listen, we better split before they track us.
Oh, Grooves.
Put it in. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay. Let me give you a hand there, Fred. Watch out. Okay. Okay, everybody, ready? Let's go. See you later, you know what I mean.
All right, Horn. Let's lay in some tracks.
Yeah. Listen, that won't be able to.
We're watching Scramble Vision, a free service of Charger Cars.
Is this the time to punch up the channel of your choice?
Insert here.